Crystal Denise Clark. My MA number is 435064. I'm in WAC, the Valley of Death. When I say this is the Valley of Death, we are suffering in here. We just lost another lady last night in here. She could have been saved. The lady been asking for help. They hit her in the infirmary, had her in there. Friday, she couldn't breathe. They left her in a room, didn't give her no oxygen, didn't give her anything. And last night, yesterday, she's gone. And it hurt my heart because I'm sitting here suffering with the same thing this lady had and was going through, and no one even cares. This is no joke. When I really say this is the Valley of Death, this is the Valley of Death. We just sitting up here sick as everyone is just sick, and yes, we got to deal with it. We got to handle it ourselves and get up and keep on going like nothing is wrong with our body, and then we just dropping dead. These older people is walking around here, sores, lead, bruised up, pus, everything coming out, infections, and nothing is being done. I tried to talk to the warden about my help and about others. I got shut down by Deputy Allen. She told me all I do, I'm talking about the same thing. It's my health, ma'am. I'm not getting help. What do you want me to die? I fear for my life, just like this lady lost her life. I fear that that's going to be me next. Like, it's nothing is being serious. The doctors them not doing their job on their part. They're saying there's so much wrong. No one is doing nothing, telling me I gotta get out of here to survive. And I'm not gonna make it unless I get out of here. This is terrible. I try to talk. I've been getting retaliated, harassed by her run page. I got shook down by Officer Wick. He tried to make me see that I'm sick. I got a detail for my health, my shoes, and everything. This lady tried to send me back, shook me down. Didn't shake nobody else down. It's all retaliation. Then they throw up about this radio station, everything, the internet station that I'm on, and I report everything. I'm tired of hearing it. Yes, I'm going to continue on. This is the government. She sit up there, they in the newspaper talking about what she doing. She's not doing nothing for us. She's letting us sit here and suffer. Y'all glance and walk through here. They make sure everything gets taken care of, clean up. You clean up and make it look good. And the inmates do it because they fear. They scared. So when they come through here, everything look all brushed up and cleaned up because they have sprayed over, painted over, and everything. We need help in here. We are dying. We are sick in here. I'm so sick of reporting the same thing and nothing has happened. The government, I feel like she should be getting charged for this because this, even how do you watch this? Like, y'all sitting up there letting these people die. Y'all sitting up there letting us suffer. Y'all mandate your officers every day. Then they catch an attitude because they so frustrated and take it out on us because, look, they don't get to go home, really. Like, this needs to stop. The food is terrible. They don't have the food, balls in the food. They not changing their gloves. They touching on everything. People are getting sick. Like, the water not safe. Why? Okay, they can do Flint water. Why they can't come in here and do this water and go and fully test the it tastes this water. This water is making us sick. I had a bacteria from this water. As soon as they find out where it came from, oh, they're going to say it went away. I've been on so many antibiotics, so much medication. I'm just so sick of it. I'm trying to talk fast. My heart is so heavy for this lady. The older lady kept on asking, was she going to go home? Like, the lady was wanting to go home. Let these people go. These people have been here 40, 30 years. What more are they going to do? Let them go home. You don't have the right help. You don't have the right medical. You don't have food really to feed them. You run out of medication. Let these people go home. Like, this is unacceptable. This is unbelievable. Like, I couldn't believe because I haven't been seeing the lady because she always speaks with me. I always try to talk to her. I'm so emotional right now because they couldn't help her. They should have sent her to the hospital. You see how big and swollen the fluid was on her. Y'all could have sent her to the hospital. Look at me. I'm swollen up like this. Still going on. Still running ear infections. No, they're just giving me antibiotics. It's time to do the right thing. Then we're going to hospital. We're prisoners. We don't get treated like the right other people get treated. We get treated like inmates. Enough is enough. And then the next minute, I get shook now. I'm getting harassed. The warden won't hear me. Won't nobody hear me. The doctors don't retaliate. Oh, there's nothing we can do. We told you. I'm still a prisoner. Y'all still supposed to help. I want citizens to die. How many more is going to take to lose their life and they could have been saved? When y'all going to take it serious? Shut this place down. Y'all know it's not fit for us to stay in here. Shut it down. Like, this is sad. And there's so many officers left. It's nurses left because they tired of it. And they say they tired of it. This is ridiculous. They're cleaning stuff. We got this stuff making us sick. It's water. It's nothing. They GI, with what? What are those stuff? You breaking the mold, I'm highly allergic to it. You spreading it up, you putting it in the air, and it's not good. I barely can breathe. I had to sleep sometimes, sit up. I had behind a coat because I had to sit up. My face still ain't healed. Like, this is sad. Nobody want to work here. Every time they come in work, they quit. They are frustrated. They take us up home. They get sick. The word no, he in Holly Washington, the government, they know they got to be ashamed of themselves. They should be charged and fought for this. And they know they wrong. This is terrible. Like, the prisoners might as well run a unit because they don't even really have nobody to. Healthcare, you don't really have nobody. You all packed up. It's the COVID-19. It's outbreak already in the prison. They have 20 or 16 people in the thing. Like, this is unstoppable. Like, I'm really fearful for my life. I try to put a smile on my face and walk around here because I don't want to be like that lady. I lay in the bed and then just think of it and just drop dead because I've been fighting for help, not just for me, for everybody. And I get harassed and all that because of this. No, shut this place down. Let these people go.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.